Welcome back to the Basement Yard. This week I have two returning guests. The last time they were on, there was a lot of high-fiving going on, a lot of drinking. Dylan and Davina are back. And then they start with one. Oh my god.
Damn, there it is.
Do it, baby.
That's beautiful.
How are you guys doing?
You know, Joey, I have some, you know, Dylan and I have been friends for 16 years now, best friends. Is the best he's ever looked.
You know, I was looking in the camera that's right there. It looks like you lost a little weight from the camera view.
Yeah, you look the same.
Love you.
I don't know where to go from here. This is just like a weird...
Water today? That's bad luck.
What's bad luck?
Cheersing with water. Toasting water, yeah.
I never heard that.
Mm-hmm. The other day, Nick today, actually, I was what is that? Oh, I was unloading the dishwasher and I was putting away cups and shit and I left one of the cabinets open. He comes over and slams it. He goes, "That's bad luck." I was like, "What?"
To the Greeks, everything is bad luck.
Yeah, that makes no fucking sense.
When Andrea comes over, I put her purse on the floor and she told me that was bad luck.
If you put the purse on the floor?
I don't know what it means.
Where are you supposed to put a purse?
On a chair, on a bed. I was like, "This is good."
Who decided that's bad luck?
Who decided walking under a ladder is bad luck?
That's a good one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stepping on a crack?
Yeah.
Step on your crack.
Breaking a mirror?
No, it's your mom's back. Oh, breaking a mirror is something different.
Wow.
You thought he meant break a mirror.
Break a mirror.
Yeah.
No, you mean mom's back.
No, yeah. I never believed in any of that shit. But I do have a little weird OCDs about things. Like, you ever try to get... Like, when I'm walking...
2 feet in the box.
2 feet in the box.
Oh,
like, one,
God.
Two, one,
I
two.
I count it, too.
But, like, I won't go out of my way to not do it.
So you'll look down the whole time?
Pretty much.
Most of the time, probably. But, yo, have you ever never went under a ladder, right? Because...
I do every day.
Who wants to do that?
I have to work with them.
I don't know if I've ever been... I've actually been forced to walk under a ladder. Do you know what I did the other day? And I felt like, oh, fuck. I was actually sitting on the roof. And a bug landed on me, and I flicked it. And as I let go of my finger to flick it, I saw that it was a ladybug.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck.
What is that?
I think that's bad luck, isn't it?
No, it's good luck when a ladybug lands on you.
Yeah,
so
but
you
then I
good
just
luck,
flicked that bitch.
So you had good luck, and you had bad luck.
So you don't kill ladybugs?
I don't think so.
If a ladybug is in my room,
especially
it's dead.
If there's a ladybug on you with no spots, that's even better luck.
No, it's just the age. The spot is the age.
Exactly. Right? So it must be a newborn.
So you don't kill a kid. You don't kill babies.
Never did.
Yep. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Is that even true?
I know the spots is how old it is.
I don't think that's true. They're not like trees. You
look
can
it
count
up.
The rings.
Like the rings. I learned in school when I was little that if it has like three spots, it's three.
Ladybugs. Spots.
Or maybe like weeks old or months old, whatever their life cycle is. But spots is age.
Can't wait to hear this.
Okay, ready? I'm going to read this little paragraph,
right.
And this is gonna, and it ends very, very funny, okay? This is the first thing. I Googled ladybug spots, the thing that comes up. The spots on the back of ladybugs over the surface is a defense mechanism to avoid predators. The spots come in different shapes and different numbers. Some say that those dots tell us age. Since some ladybugs have 24 spots, which means its age would be 24 years, that is not possible at all. That's literally what it says.
You can't. It's too little to have 24 spots. How could you fit 24 spots on a ladybug?
They're very small spots, Joe.
They're like, you could fit like four.
Or very small spots.
That's what I'm saying. You can't fit 24. That's obviously it can't be 24.
Listen, at the end of the day, you're
wrong. It's a ladybug.
Wrong.
My dog can't be 24. A ladybug could. I'm right because it was mentioned in there.
No, right? It wasn't. It says some people think that. Basically saying like, yeah, there's morons out there who think that the spots... Are the fucking age.
All right, well, how about this? How about this one?
This is good.
Do you guys open your umbrella inside the house?
No, you can't. It's bad luck.
So you don't believe in that, right? You would never do that?
You believe in gargoyles?
No.
What does that have to do with anything?
No. So you don't do that.
All right, then.
I think I do believe in gargoyles.
Nah, because I work... The hotel I work at, we hand people umbrellas and we hand it to them open already. And
oh,
I
that's terrible.
When it's raining, I at least open like 40 a day inside.
You're chilling,
you
though.
You guys give out free umbrellas?
Yeah, we give out free umbrellas.
Where the fuck am I?
If you work at a 5-star hotel, they're going to give you a free umbrella. It's an umbrella.
We need to get in there.
We need we need these umbrellas.
We need to get in there.
Are they big umbrellas or small?
Nah, they're like the...
How about talking into the mic and not looking at him, you
dumb
bitch?
Are they big umbrellas or small? You watch your throat.
They're like the king size. But it's kind of hard, though, because he's facing straight, so he has to, like...
Exactly, my neck hurts.
We're at a tilt.
Take the mic with you, then.
Yo, if you pull that mic off and do the rest of the podcast like a wrestler would... Oh, my God. He did it. Yo, you have to give me something now. Give me a line.
I don't know. You
please?
Want a fact?
Yeah, give us... You're holding a mic.
You want a fact?
Off the rails early. Go ahead.
Fact number 37. All right? Don't touch the third rail. You will die.
That's 37?
That was a real fact. My facts are never real.
I know. That is a real one. You can't.
Fact number 999,000. The glass breaks, the shoe fits.
These are all open for interpretation if anyone wants them.
You have to hold it like that.
Anyway,
I know.
I wanted to show you this clip of something. So you guys know what VidCon is?
You know what?
No.
I guess I know what it is because I know. Did you ever do MagCon? What is it?
Which one?
MadCon or MagCon?
No.
What is it? MagCon?
Mag.
Mag. M-A-G.
Meet and greet.
I just thought it was.
What is that? What are we talking about?
It's like a convention where you'd go meet your favorite YouTubers.
Yeah. Oh, like you?
Right.
That's cool.
So VidCon is that like on steroids, basically?
I was going to ask you randomly like a week ago, maybe. It was recently, no? This is it just happened recently?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so I was going to ask you if you would like ever attend it because I really want to see what that's like.
No.
Like I'd be your guest or something.
No, I'll never.
Not to meet people, but like to just.
No.
We're against that?
I think it's a fucking horrific place. And I get we'll get into that, but
yeah, I want
to
know.
Davino's actually come with me to things like that. Like we've been to there's like little ones, littler
Digitour.
I got
shit
I got,
like that, yeah.
I got dehydrated and I didn't eat all day and I didn't drink. Remember people thought I was drunk.
But why?
I wasn't. I just didn't eat or drink all day cuz it was a one point for like what was it, like 6 hours straight of standing and taking pictures with people. And I only went with him just to sit at the table like this.
You
just sit there.
You
like,
were taking pictures?
Yeah, I was sitting there like this on my phone and we were just sitting in and it was all of his friends. And they were sitting down taking pictures and
his
everything.
Friends.
And I'm just sitting there like, oh my God, I know you. You know, you were in Joe's pod, like videos. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, sign this. And I was like, hmm?
Davino signed a phone case.
Yeah, I signed and a girl's face.
You signed a girl's face?
Yeah, you were upstairs sleeping because I came looking for you. I'm like, where's Joey? And some girl runs up to me. Her face was already covered in autographs. She's like, sign my face.
Imagine
I'm
like, that.
I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, where? And she goes like, oh, wherever you see.
So
like,
where'd
room.
You sign?
I remember it was like right here. I remember very clearly. It was like on her temple. Yeah, and it was a lot. People like were recognizing me a lot. I was very surprised, and I didn't eat or drink for like the whole day. I got dehydrated as Joey. I was in the shower, and I almost fell.
How come you didn't drink the shower water?
It was very hard to drink anything the next
day. I would have drank the shower water.
Don't you remember how sick I was? I was like, yo, I can't stand. And then the next day, we went to the city. In the city.
What?
There was another event in the city the very next day.
Oh, I don't remember the names of these things.
Me neither. But we were there and I was just even more fucked up. But I remember it was a Sunday because I said I want to go home and watch Walking Dead.
Most of that was like not relevant to whatever the hell
anything
we're about to
was.
Talk about.
No, I went to events.
We get
Joey.
It. You were dehydrated.
It
you got
fun.
Tired. That's what happens when people get dehydrated, yeah. You dick. But
this kid has some nerve.
He should have had the shower water.
He's
I'm
lucky
sorry.
It was his podcast. Broke his face.
So anyway, VidCon is like that, whatever Davino's talking about, like on steroids. And I went to a few of those things.
We were on stage.
Davino came, right. And it's just like, it was like the weirdest thing in the world. It's like people, these little girls.
That's mostly the
right for
the target audience. Or
well, those are the only people who I wouldn't fucking go to one of these things. You know what I mean? Like, even if I like watching someone on YouTube, I'm not going to go fucking pay hundreds of dollars to go meet you in California.
Wait, literally hundreds of dollars.
Wait, yes. You pay to get in?
Yes.
And if you get VIP?
So these YouTubers pay to appear?
No.
So
I'm saying like they don't pay to appear, but people will pay money to meet them.
So you have to buy a ticket to meet these people?
Right.
Okay.
So anyway, just to give you a background. So there's this kid. His name is Christian Burns. Right?
Mr. Burns' kid.
Mr. Burns?
Right. Simpsons.
Excellent.
Really?
Excellent. No, but fucking. So this kid is was like a, he's like an Instagram model.
Wait.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So right, he's an Instagram model, and basically, he had like I think 20,000 followers on Instagram. Which I don't know if that qualifies you as being an Instagram model. I don't really even know what the fuck that means. What the fuck does that mean?
An Instagram.
You're just a kid with a. You. I don't understand what that means.
Maybe do like brands like pay him to like take a picture of their stuff.
$20,000? I don't think so. 20,000. 20,000 followers. I don't think so.
$20,000 for a.
That's not a lot,
picture?
Right?
Is it's that not? I mean, it is, but like, you know what I mean.
You think he buys his followers?
I don't fucking know.
Although you can't do
but
that anymore.
But this is what I'm saying.
I don't even know how.
I don't even know what that means. Instagram model. I don't know how that. How all of a sudden you could just start calling yourself that or whatever. That happens.
He calls himself. I'm an Instagram model.
He's an Instagram
what
model.
What do you do for a living? Well, right now I'm an Instagram model.
Right now I'm an Instagram model. Really? How's that fucking going?
Oh, wow.
You know what that what it means is that you're a narcissist with a free app.
Mm-hmm.
Davino.
That's crazy.
Don't worry. I'm not going to. I'll let you. I'm not going to ask you to define that word.
Narcissist.
I won't do it.
So anyway, this kid shows up and he has 20,000 followers. He doesn't have a pass to get in because if you're like a creator or whatever, one of these people, they give you passes so that you could just walk into wherever the fuck you want to go. And he had a fake one. Like he made a fake one so that he could get in. And they found out and they kicked him out. Then
he wasn't invited.
To my knowledge, no.
Okay.
So then this kid starts freaking out and flipping out and screaming at some security guard. And I want to play this thing. I'm going to put the mic towards the computer so you can hear. But this is what the shit he was saying.
Do people recognize him?
Do we know? Oh, fuck. Fucked it up. Hold on. Damn it.
Can you
where
face
is it?
It towards us too so we can watch it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Okay.
You deserve to be died.
So that goes on for like minutes.
You deserve to be crucified.
Did he say you deserve to be die? Like did I read that?
He said
that?
You deserve to die.
He deserved to die. You deserve to be crucified. He also said I'm attractive as fuck.
As fuck.
And I make way more money than you. Then he goes on to say to this guy who is a security guard at this place, look at what you're wearing.
You have to
wear a fucking uniform,
a
dildo?
A uniform, yeah.
What do you mean?
If he had a real job, he'd probably have to wear a uniform as well.
Yeah, he has no idea about that, though. Because he's got a strong jaw. That's why. That's what makes him a fucking Instagram model, I guess.
I find this interesting because I feel like the whole YouTube community bases their whole like fan bases off positive things. Like, believe in yourself. Everybody can achieve their dream.
Yeah, they try to spread all this fucking positivity.
And that is not it.
I think he's just looking for attention to make the video so
maybe
he
wants
post
to be
the
big.
Video. Yeah.
I don't know if he took that, though. He didn't take that.
No, but
because he wasn't doing YouTube videos.
He's probably happy about that video.
I mean, I don't know. People are not, it's not well received.
He might have taken that video.
He probably lost 10,000 followers. Now he's down to 10.
No, but you're not wrong because a lot of these kids on YouTube, they're fucking weirdos, dude. Like, they're the biggest divas in the world, and they just, like, expect everyone to just kneel at their feet for shit.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone we know.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
One. You know, right? Here we go.
There we go. Oh, these fucking assholes.
Yeah! That was good, right?
That was pretty good.
I know.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I can go now? Is it time
you're
for
allowed,
me to fucking speak?
You're allowed to speak now.
Go ahead. Continue.
Oh, God.
But I went to this one thing, Playlist Live, which is in Orlando, and that was like the last time I've ever been to anything, because that was like, that's like a step down from VidCon. It's like, those are the two big ones. So I went, and I was like, this is fucking disgusting. Like, this is like psychotic.
Is it all that message?
No, it's not. It's the complete opposite, because all these people that you see on YouTube being like, oh, everyone's so glorious, like, mm-hmm. just like spread positivity and hit the like button, subscribe. Can I just can butterflies I just, and shit, you know?
Could I just say that since I've been to like three of them, people do stuff on stage for these fans. Like they try and sing. Like I saw people try to sing, like like these two girls, and I'm like,
wait,
like you showed up.
Fans try to sing.
No. Like YouTubers, like they tried to sing. Like I felt like people were just doing anything because there were people standing there.
Yeah.
And Joey literally just sat there and spoke, and there were girls falling on the floor.
I was just like, and I hated doing it because I'm just like, what the fuck? Like I'm not doing a stand up routine. Like they just want me to stand here.
Yeah. So
what is it? What is it like? There's a big ass stage.
So there's multiple. So at this thing, Playlist Live, it's like you show up and there's a hotel. And there, at this specific one, there was two big ass like towers, right? One of them they filled with like all the fans, whoever came and went to stay at the hotel in there. The other one they filled with all the YouTubers and Viners or whatever the fuck you're doing in there so that it wouldn't be like intersecting. You could have some place where you're not taking pictures or whatever. But for the most part, it's a fucking free for all. You walk around, there's people screaming, running around, trying to get pictures, autographs from people who they don't even fucking know. You know what I mean? Like there's these little girls, they have no idea who the fuck I am. They're like, can I have a picture? And I want to say it so bad, just be like, fucking no. You have no idea who I am.
That would be the end.
But I just feel, it's just weird. Dude, I remember one time standing in Party City and there was this kid who was like off the line. I was waiting online to buy my shit. And this dude's like, oh, dude, Joe, I'm a big fan. Can I take a picture of you? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I take a picture with him, right? Then I'm standing in line. That was cool, whatever. Lady in front of me turns around. This little Asian woman goes, oh, didn't realize it was a celebrity behind me. And I was just like, ha, ha, ha. Like,
had no idea who you were.
Right. Then I'm like, nah, it's whatever. I'm trying to like just, that was like a weird sentence. I don't like when people say shit like that. So I'm just like, all right. And then like a couple people go. She pays for her shit. And then she comes back and she's like, can I take a picture of you? And I'm like, what?
See now, how
what
would
are you talking about?
Would she like go to her family like, hey, you guys know who this
is?
Yeah,
what are you saying to people?
What do you, yeah. Hey.
Like, this guy, I don't know who the fuck he is.
What did you say to her?
I met that famous dude.
Did you say, yeah, sure?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, I didn't want to have that conversation with her. Like, why? You don't know who the fuck I am. That was so weird. I don't even get it. I don't get the mentality behind that.
You should just stay
home.
There's
no fucking sense to me. And that's constantly what goes on at these things. And it's just weird because then at night at these things, they have parties, right? So you can go if you're over 21, you can drink or whatever. But a lot of these fucking YouTubers are underage. They're finding ways to get drinks. They're doing fucking blow in the hotel rooms and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Like, it's wild. Mm-hmm. And then they'll talk shit about like, they're the shittiest people.
Is it like a shady...
And it's like scary because when I meet them, I'm like, okay, these are shitty people and that would just be fine because some people are shitty. But they just control fucking 500,000 impressionable kids that they can just project anything they want onto them.
So they're like wrestlers, kind of.
I don't know how you got that.
Right? Yeah. Like they play like a character? Like, no?
They don't. Well, kind of. I guess.
Right? Think about it. But I get that vibe that they're, it's just that all, that one... image.
But they will say whatever they have to say.
Yeah, but you made some of those kids really like, we walked into a hotel and this girl started crying and I'm like, yo, that's crazy how like you could just do that. Like a girl was in tears. Oh my God, Joe. And I'm like, yo, that's wild.
It's crazy. Yeah, you that's people crazy. Really go that hard.
Some girl caught me and I went up
what,
to
you
the
fall?
I,
what no, do you mean?
I
you
went
fell?
Up to the desk to get like a Tylenol because I was really sick. And
hungover. Which one was
no, it? It was the dehydration. I was like, something's wrong with me. And some girl comes up to me. She goes, oh, I know who you are. Like, you're in Joe's videos. Can I have a picture? I said, yeah. And I'm like, are you guys coming in? She goes, no, we couldn't afford like the ticket. You know, we're going to wait out here and wait for Joe to come out. And like, I knew Joey wasn't coming out. Like, I knew like he's not coming out. He's got to stay in there for the whole day. I'm like, listen, I'm going to go try and get him, you know, to come out and say hello. And Joey was in an interview and he came out and he saw her. And oh my God. And Joey's like, oh, I know who this is. And I'm like,
Wait. You knew who it was?
Yeah, I had met her before.
Yeah, like she was a fan. I was like, son of a bitch.
So you remember fans?
It's not hard.
What do you mean it's not hard? You said there's a
I'm not
trillion
fucking,
people.
Fucking Justin Bieber meeting a fucking 100,000 people at a time.
I wouldn't remember. If five people came up to
everything.
Me, I've seen legit her twice five. Before. I would remember.
I've seen her twice.
That's crazy.
If I'm sober, I'll remember you. But if I'm drunk, I don't. I've introduced myself to people
like four different times, right?
Yeah, in the same bar where I met them. Like whenever we go to Rocky's,
20 minutes later, yo, hey,
Ty, I'm Joe. Dude, I can't even tell you. I forgot who it was, but this one girl. We were in Rocky's and she was with someone we knew, and I was like, "Hey, what's up? I'm Joe." She's like, "I've met you three times here."
Then you feel like a dick. You're like,
yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, I must be just like I have a drinking problem. I think like that's when it hits you, and you're just like,
I'm sorry.
I have a drinking problem. That's what Rocky's does to you. I feel like, you know,
that's Rocky's good. Does a lot of things to you.
I spent $250 there one night, which doesn't sound like a lot of money in a bar.
It's but a lot.
This bar, it's like buy one get two free. It's like so
they throw
hard
coins
to spend
at you just for the hell of it.
Yeah, like if you get a beer, like a 2 for, what was that? A 2 for Tuesdays. If you go on Tuesday, it's like you get 2 beers. You get 2 beers.
You want to laugh? One time,
that's crazy.
One time I was
beers like $4.
One time I was in Rockies with my brother, and I told the bartender that I was mad because my brother was wearing my shirt, and to make me feel better, I got 2 free drinks.
Yeah, it's.
Not that you're sick.
Why were you telling the bartender that?
Just came back.
I knew who she was. I was like, damn, you know? And I just did it randomly. We were just talking. And I got 2 free drinks out of it. That's how hard it is
to
spend that much.
Not because she knew who you are, but because you were upset.
We knew each other. Oh. Obviously, I wouldn't be saying it to a stranger.
Yo, and I didn't even, I left my car. I'm notorious for leaving my cards in bars. Because whenever I open up a tab, if I'm opening up a tab, I'm going to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to forget my card there. I've forgotten my card in places where I had one drink. Pay for it, keep it open. Yeah, left it there. Fuck. I went home like 30 minutes later. I'm like, shit. And then I have to go back to
that would give me the worst anxiety.
Yeah, you don't look at your card and make sure like they like didn't write down the number and they're not buying stuff because they see the name. Oh shit.
Nah,
he doesn't look at it. He doesn't manage his cards. Like, you know, like I could definitely buy stuff and he won't have any idea.
Maybe. I mean,
well, think about that.
Think about what?
You know, people do cruel things in the world.
They
can
take a
card.
Picture of the number and they can start, you know.
And that's
there's a 1500 limit on my card. So the most they can spend is 1500 in one day.
So you could buy
they
something
could
nice
buy,
at 1500.
So guess who's paying for that 1500?
He is.
Him, right?
Yeah,
his card?
I think he is. He's like, is it you? Or? Dude, I remember one time in Rockies, actually, there was this woman there. And she was like, oh, my kid loves you, right? And she was like an attractive woman, but I could tell that she was a little older. And I think I was 21 at the time. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then like later on in conversation, I was just kind of like, I was like, if you don't mind me asking, like, how old are you?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I'm 30. And I'm like,
so how old is?
I was like, how old's your kid? She goes, 15. And I was like, all right. So if you do the math real quick.
Wow. 15. Wow.
I had a kid at 15.
My mom's my best friend. Imagine. We go out together.
Michelle, she was buying drinks for me, Boss, Eric, and I think Keith.
I think I might have remembered that.
The entire night, she had to have spent like $300, $350 probably.
I had a mom buy me a shot once.
A fan or?
You had your mom buy you a shot.
It was at Caroline's. She bought me. No, I had a mom.
A mom.
Buy me a shot. And her kids. I'm pretty sure they were underage.
But her kids did shots?
Today, in this generation.
In this generation?
Yeah, Caroline's was fun. I remember that night.
That was one of the greatest nights.
I was so drunk.
Everybody thought I was an Uber driver for some reason.
You were dressed
you were
exactly
in a suit.
Like an Uber driver.
I was in a suit. It's because I'm an Uber driver.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you're the Uber driver. I'm like, no.
Wait, they just said that?
No.
People were coming up to you like, are you Jose?
I think it was because you said I looked like an Uber driver when you were doing it.
So, on stage I said that?
Yeah, some shit like that.
I was like, it's my friend Dylan. He looks like an Uber driver. And then everyone was just kind
of
like,
I was the Uber driver.
That was so funny. So for people who don't like know or like remember, I did a show, 2 shows at Caroline's in the city, these live shows, and
it was fun.
Yeah, it was mad fun. Like everyone I knew, not everyone I knew, but like my whole group of friends and my family were there. It was fucking.
It was pretty fun.
I had fans there that night.
Showed up.
I really did though. It was pretty weird. Yeah,
it was weird. People were like, oh my god, Dylan. Your fucking eyebrows are absurd.
Your hair. Oh, God.
No, but I remember, like, when I first got to that place, I was like, I just need a drink, like, because I was, like, nervous. You know what I mean? So I was like, I got a drink. And then I drank a lot. and I didn't eat anything. And then I'm sitting in the green room like 20 minutes before I'm supposed to go on, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm drunk as hell. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit. So I started chugging waters. And by the time I got out there, I was like, fine. But, geez, that shit was crazy. And then afterwards, it was like...
Yeah, movie.
It was absurd. Like, they have a big-ass room and then where everyone sits, and then you could walk out, and there's a bar with like a big open area. And my friends are like sharks, like chasing down all these girls and shit. My mom's at the bar doing shots of Chardonnay.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, oh, you're Joe's mom. Let's buy you shots. And she's like, I don't really do shots. She's like, I'm drinking wine. All right, do shots of Chardonnay. We'll get you
a shot of wine.
Yeah, so she was doing shots of Chardonnay. I was like, Ma, what the fuck is going on?
I went to work drunk the next day still.
Did you?
Yeah, they didn't let me on a ladder.
I didn't get drunk like at all. Like a little bit before, but I didn't drink for the rest of the night. I was so fucking tired.
I was hammered.
I was drunk.
It was
drunk.
Good times, though.
I don't even remember the night.
I missed the first show, which I'm kind of pissed about. But I got the second one.
He was working.
Being an Uber
dropping
driver.
Dropping someone off. God knows where. Fucking Uber driver. Hello.
There it is. See, now we have to pause.
I dropped the fucking this thing. Surprise, we're mic'd.
Is it broke?
Is it broken? What's going on?
My eardrum's broken, but
that's
we're good.
We're gold.
Yes.
Before we move on, let's do the sponsors here. The first one we got is Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. If you don't know what that means, let me break it down for you. You sign up, and a box shows up one day, and it's got a bunch of food in it and instructions on how to make these gorgeous meals. Things like peach honey glazed chicken with mashed sweet potatoes, collard greens, and wow, this sounds really good. What else we got over here? Spiced zucchini enchiladas with creamy lime and tomato rice. They had good shit, this company. Jesus. It's basically, you know, they send you pre-portioned ingredients with step-by-step instructions on how to cook the things. So you have this recipe for the rest of your life. And it comes out to under $10 per person for a delicious meal. If you are interested in getting Blue Apron, you can check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement. That's blueapron.com/basement. The next ad we have here is stamps.com. These days you can get practically everything on demand like our podcast. Listen whenever you want, when it's convenient for you. So why are you still going to the post office and dealing with their limited hours? The post office is a terrible place. I'll tell you that right now. When I went to go get my... What is that? When I went to go get my passport, it was a disaster. There's 50 people in there at all times. Everyone's upset at you when you're at the window. You're taking too long. Don't bother with that, okay? Use stamps.com. Whatever you can do there, you could do here. Right from your desk. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. And unlike the post office, stamps.com never closes. So if you want to mail some shit at 2 a.m., go right ahead. Right now, use my name, Basement, for this special offer. 4-week trial includes postage and a digital scale. Go to stamps.com/... Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Basement. That's stamps.com and enter Basement. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. And where were we? So this other thing I wanted to talk about is just the most absurd fucking thing I've ever heard of in my life. North Carolina. This is where my father lives.
Wow.
I probably shouldn't have said that like before I about to bring this up, but
I can only imagine what this is now.
Yeah, so there was a new law passed, I guess. I don't know, like, you know, whatever. This is... I'm going to tell you... Okay, sorry. The title, the headline of this article... Relax, I'm going to tell you. You don't have to look.
No, I'm looking at the picture. Why do they use... Okay.
I have to see the picture now.
No, it's not a... It's just a what girl like that on her bed.
No.
It's oh, not shit. Crazy. She looks pissed.
You're right. She should be pissed because Stop. This new law said... The headline. Men legally allowed to finish sex even if woman revokes consent. So basically...
Wait.
What is going on here is that in North Carolina... If Davino's a chick, oh, and I'm yes. like, dude, I'm trying to fucking nail ya, and he's like, fuck yeah, let's do that, and we start having sex, And in the middle of it, he realizes, I don't want to do this. And he goes, no, stop, whatever. I can go, fuck, we already started.
And it's,
I'm going to keep going.
And it's, and cool. They can just,
and it's cool.
That's what is this?
That's rape.
1800s?
Like, I feel what like, the fuck is
I
that?
I feel like guys still like finish, like even here, like they don't care.
No, you can't here.
Like,
Davino, that is a crime. That's what we're trying to get at. No, but
all right, are they giving the yes? It's okay in the beginning? Like, yeah, I'm down.
Yes,
fuck consent. But in the
middle of it, if she goes, no, I don't want to do this anymore, they're just like, yeah, fuck that. I'm gonna
this is a good question.
That
is foul,
but that's rape after
that. Is this like mid penetration or like, hey, let's have sex and we're about to? And no, then he's like, no.
During this sex. This is like,
it has to be in already.
Right. You got to, pa.
Then that's when this whole situation begins.
Right. First pump, she goes, no.
It's too late.
Too late.
Like being on a roller coaster. Once you're on, right?
Yeah. You can't just stop the ride.
That's
right. It's like getting on a plane. Once that shit takes off, you can't just pull over.
Yo, I think that's rape.
Okay. Obviously, that's rape.
Yeah. Imagine this, all right? Picture you're a girl, okay?
Why am I the girl twice?
All right, Joe, picture you're the girl, right?
Yeah.
Picture you're the girl. You're at a bar.
Hold on. Okay.
You're at a bar, right?
Yeah.
There's this dude that you're talking to, right?
He's fire.
He's fucking hot as shit, okay? He's not ugly as shit, like that kid said.
Yeah, yeah.
He's fucking hot as shit.
Right, right, right. Okay? He's an Instagram model.
Yeah. He's a fucking 40,000 followers.
He has an 8-pack. His shirt's off.
He has an 8-pack. He's fire.
Dripping.
Drives you to his house. Drives you to his house, right. Nice ass car, nice house. So you're like,
he just wants to show you his house. He doesn't even want to go in.
Mm-hmm. I just hit the goddamn jackpot, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're about to do it, right?
Nice shoes.
This guy is like, he gets in you now, and let's just say
he's in my shit right now.
The foreplay was amazing.
Amazing, like
I can't wait for the dick.
It's coming, and you're ready for it.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
It's like throbbing.
Oh right. My god, through the pants.
Now it's in.
Soaked.
And some disgusting ass shit happens. Yeah. Like what, Davino?
He shits himself.
Like
he farts or
a whole bunch of mucus just falls from his nose. And then he, instead of wiping it off, he just, you know?
And like eats it or something, like that. Right?
Okay, okay.
And he stinks like shit.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Like old people shit.
First, he smelled like coconuts.
But now the clothes are off, it's old people shit.
And he's hairy. Retirement, like there's a lot of hair. His tattoos were poorly put on.
Retirement home shit. Off-center tattoos on his arm.
Bad, bad. It says Nico on his belly button.
Where's this?
It says Nico. He has that. You remember that?
Where's this going?
Do you remember that sun tattoo that like Cisco the Dragon had?
Yeah.
He has one of those, and it looks fucking awful.
Oh.
Now.
Who the fuck is Cisco the Dragon?
I don't know.
The
Thong Song. Remember that?
Yeah, but isn't just Cisco?
He was a dragon. Cisco the Dragon.
No.
People, if you guys watch this,
I'm going to believe Dylan with music.
Is there anywhere we can leave a comment on the videos? We could, right?
Please shut up and keep going.
Okay, leave the comment, Cisco the Dragon. I believe it's the dragon.
Yo, continue. So he's naked.
And he's in you now, but it's fucking gross.
Okay, Shoes still on.
Shut up.
Okay. What do you do? Like, it's too late.
No, it's not. He's like, dude, I don't want to fuck you. You fucking smell
and
shit.
And then he's like, yo. All
right.
I can.
Mid five pumps.
No,
you
it's
can't
one
say
pump.
Stop.
It's one. It's all
right,
one.
But I'm saying too. I thought the whole thing was
you're gonna
during
give him
sex. If you're having sex and he and she just goes, all right, stop. I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. You have the right to keep going.
You're allowed to in North Carolina.
If she says, yeah, I want to fuck you, I'm all down for it, and then says stop. No, you should stop. Yeah,
what are you fucking playing with that?
No,
you're
I'm
not
just,
sure.
I'm thinking about
he's
it first.
Trying to
I'm
see
like,
if it's good
I'm
or not.
Like,
wait
I'm
a minute.
Like,
hold
no, because you said yes to this.
Right, but then they're like, no. So we gotta keep fucking going?
No, it's rape. You can't do that.
That's obviously rape.
That's rape.
I mean, this has probably happened a few times.
How can you?
Right? I'm sure it happens all the fucking time.
I don't understand how people go around raping people.
But who would change that? Like, who did it? Did they? What? Like,
I'm assuming
it has to be.
Were
dudes.
They bored and they just want to make a new law? Because that's pretty dumb.
Listen, I'm assuming they did this because
it's rape.
I can't think of a logical.
It's rape.
What is it?
I'm trying to fucking tell you, but
what is
over
it?
Here like it's rape.
What
it's,
is it?
It's rape.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ah! You saw that? Shake and bake. I don't understand how you can live with yourself after doing that. Like
it's a fucking weird. It's a I don't terrible. Even know.
Terrible.
Why would you do that?
I don't even like talking about it.
Listen, it's very simple. These things are very simple.
Just stop having sex with her. That's it.
Yep. That's all.
Maybe you could ask again because it's like a new thing.
Hey, the more you ask, the better. The more consent you get, the better.
What if it was two girls? How does that work?
Davino.
He just said Jesus Christ.
Because that's the most ridiculous fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
Are you kidding?
Davino. You can... Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. What are we doing here? Anyway, that is all for this week's episode.
Jesus.
Do you guys want to plug your Twitters or you want to remain anonymous? Should we blur your faces? What's going on?
Yeah, we can just put the blurred thing over here.
Censored.
Should I do Twitter? I don't know what I did last time. Twitter or Instagram?
I don't know.
I don't even know. My DM Twitter.
Squirrel Brandy.
My Instagram. Right? Instagram? Okay. At D underscore ALIBRANDI.
What about you?
Aunt Vino.
He's ashamed.
ANTVINO.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah, if you guys aren't watching this, you can watch it on full screen. Fullscreen.com/basementyard. Put in the promo code basement for a free month, and it's only $6 a month after that. We are filming a hot dog eating contest for the extra yard. So you're definitely gonna want to watch that. So definitely sign up if you haven't already so you can watch the hot dog eating contest. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose no matter what. I'm going up against my friend Boss, who thinks...
Yo, he said he could out-eat one of those guys.
He's an idiot.
I think he
thinks that
it.
In the hot dog eating contest, he wouldn't come in last. And I'm like, you would. Which is,
they train all year.
I don't think he would come in last, Boss.
They train all year.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Those guys are, yo, literally, who's that Asian guy that always won?
He looks like he's in shape.
No, Joey Chestnut's been dominating.
Okay,
that.
But.
He's eating 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes?
There's like that Asian guy. He's my size, literally.
Kobayashi?
And he eats how many, a shit ton of hot dogs.
They got to be yakking.
How many times do you think they bite their tongue in that competition?
Is that really what you just thought of?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Who knows that?
Okay. I think it's a good point.
What, because that slows them down?
No, like they're going so fast. That how many times do you think they bite their tongue? It's a lot of blood.
What do you say, like five at least?
Yeah, like they bite their tongue. Like
while they're chewing the hot dog.
Yeah, because I
think that's the least of their... They're about to shove 70 hot dogs in their fucking face.
I want to know, like, do they chew the hot dog? Or
they have to throw up right afterwards. They have to. There's no way they just
They have to
there.
Eat the bread too, right?
They dip it in the water.
Yeah. That's disgusting. You ever had wet bread? Yeah.
No, don't plan on it.
Well, I don't think like by accident. About that. I don't think they eat a hot dog for the rest of the year.
No, they have to. They train,
have to, dude. But they eat other stuff too. Like I know they eat like bowls and bowls of like salad or something, like just to like expand their stomach without putting calories in.
So how many practice runs do you think they have?
For what?
Like throughout the year for the event.
They compete with other things. Like Joey Chestnut has won like other like ribs or steaks or whatever.
A little different food. That's crazy.
Different foods. I don't know. There was some, what is that place in Forest Hills? It's called Cheeburger place.
Yeah.
And they have like if you eat this big ass burger they have, then you get like the Wall of Fame.
And he did it?
No, I mean it's not hard. Like anyone could do it. I think one of our friends did it. I can't remember who.
I had never even heard of it. That's crazy.
They have mega shakes.
I like cheeseburgers.
I want to try this hot dog. I don't know if I want to try the hot dog eating contest.
I mean, yo, I'm trying to get
it's gross.
Right.
Who's in it right now? Do you?
It's just me and Boss.
That's disgusting.
What kind of hot dogs?
I don't know. They all taste the same.
Yo, they hold it bare and like.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the strategy from TV and I'm going to grab two at a time and then eat them like that. I can eat hot dogs like all day. The bread is fucking tough.
Yeah, you can eat hot dogs so you get to like six and then you're like, yo, this is gross.
I could eat probably just straight up hot dogs like 10.
I don't know.
They're not big. Just shove them down.
No, that's not what I'm getting. But if you eat six straight of anything, you get sick of it at first.
Not if you're in competition. You're just like, yo, fuck it.
I really think that you guys are going to... What do you think you could do?
It depends how long we're going to go. Name a time.
All right, so...
10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. You're going to be dead. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Two minutes?
5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
You know how long that is trying to eat wet bread and hot dogs? 2 minutes is a long ass time.
If you think about it, but you're not thinking about the time. You're thinking about eating the dogs.
You're thinking about the time. If it's 10 minutes, it's against the clock.
All right, listen. 10 minutes. I think I could get 7.
Damn.
Just 7.
That's it.
That's awful.
That's what?
That's bad. No.
I mean, that's it's not gonna. It's, eat a hot dog in a minute. It's kind of tough.
He eats 70 in 10 minutes.
15, I think they have.
Wait, they only eat 15?
They do it for 15 minutes.
The women eat 15 hot dogs. Like, that's there. That
I'll give you more than 10. What do you say? 7 in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes, you think you can eat a hot dog a minute?
I'll give you more than that.
No.
You're eating 2 at a time.
I also have to eat the bread, though.
Dip it in the water.
Davino, that doesn't do anything for me. No, I don't know if I would dip it in the water. I'm going to need ketchup. I know that.
You know how dry your mouth would be just eating bread like that?
I know.
You got to put it in your mouth, the bread, and then drink the water. Swallow.
What if one of us chokes and dies?
I know CPR.
Keep going. Keep going. Do not stop.
You have a paramedic win. On fucking... She's like, well, he lost, obviously.
You're doing this when?
Tomorrow.
I'm going to go with...
I have my money on boss.
So do I.
I'm going to go with... Is it 10 minutes that you're doing?
5 or 10. I don't know.
Okay, so if you do 5, I'll give you guys... I'll give you 7 and 5.
Yo, you're crazy. You're
it's giving 5 fucking much... minutes. You're eating 2
How
of them.
How many can you eat?
No, I don't eat... I hate hot dogs. In 5 minutes, I'm eating fucking 3 hot dogs.
How long does it take to digest a hot dog? Isn't there like...
Do you think I know the answer to
no,
that?
No, but I think there's like... it's a long time. Like
it don't matter. You just got to eat it. It don't matter.
I'm thinking about being in this, but I don't know.
Try it.
Why? Do it.
Nah, man.
Why not?
It's a lot of weight.
Just yak it.
You could be like the underdog. I'll put my money on. Look, can we bet on this?
If you want, don't bet on me. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, boss is going to win. Like I'd rather not.
Can
I come and just have 1 hot dog?
Technically, yeah.
All right.
If you eat one and spit in
there. No, like, I want to come hang out. You know,
eat just a have a hot dog, have a beer.
You know, just hang out.
I'm going to go with boss.
Last place has to suck a dick. So it's on you.
I was going to say something really.
I would do it just so I could beat Joey because I know I will.
Nah, he'll beat you.
I think I'll beat you.
Nah.
Easily he'll beat you.
I would take 4 more competitive. At a time.
But you have to eat 4
that didn't look right,
pieces of bread. You have to eat 4 pieces of bread.
Yeah, I could do it.
What kind of buns are we getting? Not potato buns.
No, potato buns will kill you. You'll die like that minute.
Like whole wheat buns.
No, whole wheat is heavy. Regular.
I don't think whole wheat is.
Whole wheat's like heavy. Like, not heavy, but like filling.
No, it's not. Isn't it regular...
Gluten-free buns, I'm down. Go buy them.
Are you worried about, like, your figure?
Yeah.
No, like, gluten-free bread, too, is kind of like...
Listen, here's what we'll do. We'll do the contest, and then we'll just go sit in a sauna for 3 hours. Sweat it all out.
That's even more gross.
Yo, do you know how disgusting a fart would be after eating 10 hot dogs?
Oh my God. Yo, that's
or like
bad.
A burp.
I don't want to eat. That's gross.
I can't burp, but like, I know boss can.
Think about it, though. If you're at a barbecue, you're going to eat 7 hot dogs. Like, if you're a hot
what?
Dog fan.
No, I'm not. You, what
no,
the fuck
in a
is wrong
of
with
time,
you?
Like, you're going to eat like maybe
no,
7.
No, I'm not.
Maybe 3.
7 and 3 are that's completely a 5 different. 5. There you go. Yeah, math. Here we go.
It's 4. Oh, 4. You're right. Brian High School.
If I'm at a barbecue, I'll have...
2.
I'll have 4.
I'm still thinking
maybe.
About
it depends how long this barbecue is. If it's an all-day event where we're like drinking and stuff, 7. Like, yo, I'm having 4 or 5 hot dogs.
You're not having 7 hot dogs.
7 hot dogs is a shit ton.
That's
dude.
Gross.
If there's only hot dogs there, I will have 5. But if there's cheeseburgers,
so 2 more is going to kill you?
Yeah.
3, like 3 minimum, though.
And they're Nathan's hot dogs, so they're cracking. They're delicious.
They're cracking?
Yeah, you these know when you bite into a Nathan's hot dog, it snaps? Woo!
It's like crack to this kid.
Yeah, it's delicious. I love it. I might have one tomorrow. There's a card outside my job.
For hot dogs?
And I also might think about everything I said on this
dude,
podcast.
I did the military diet, and you basically can't eat anything for an extended period of time. And then, like, the last day for dinner, you have 2 hot dogs.
What did it feel like?
Yo, I'm telling you right now, I was convinced for, like, a good 2 days that hot dogs were the greatest tasting things on earth.
Really?
I'm like, this is the best thing that we've ever came up with. I literally felt that way because I had not eaten like anything that had any type of like taste to it or whatever. And then you bite into a hot dog and you're like, ooh.
That's, yo, hot dogs are disgusting. Hot dogs,
yeah, they are disgusting. When you think about it, it's just literally just
the shit. Like, you just put everything.
Yeah, it's just, it's like basically a chicken nugget.
Shit on a stick. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's disgusting. And corn dogs, I would rather eat someone's asshole.
That's gross.
I don't think I ever had a corn dog.
Corn dogs are the, first of all, they're the whitest thing ever. And second of all, besides ladder golf, do you know what that is?
What?
Ladder golf?
No.
What is that?
It's the whitest game on earth. It's basically, you've probably seen it in like at tailgates. It's like there's a mini ladder. There's like three rings and you take strings and balls and you try to toss it.
It's pretty fun.
It's one of those like lawn games, the like top, cornhole and can jam and shit.
The top is like more points, the middle and then the bottom. It's cool. It's like a two balls and a rope and you gotta like throw it and they're like.
You gotta like nunchuck it.
Yeah.
No, but I want to find out what it is now and I want to play it.
No, you don't want to play it.
That sounds really good. Fun. It's like horseshoes kind of.
It's like playing horseshoe.
Yeah. How do you play? What is that, like bocce?
You throw the horseshoe around the stick.
Around the stick. If you get the closer to the stick, the more points.
There's like the stick, and you throw it, at, like rings around it.
You know, Frankie told me about that drinking game once, where it's called like something with a stump. Does anyone know the name of it? The stump game? Yeah, we all fucking didn't grow up in the woods, but he's like, yo, here's what you do. You put a nail, you get a hammer and a nail. I'm like, already, I'm not fucking
playing. Already, yes.
I was like a drinking game with hammers and nails. I'm not fucking playing. Put a hammer, or I think it's a nail, and you put it like in a tree stump. And then you take a hammer, not picking this up.
Throw it.
Throw it in the air, and you gotta catch it and hit the nail on the way down.
Oh, that's not bad.
Divino.
That's such a like a hick game. What is that?
That is the most hick shit I've ever heard in my life.
What the?
You're gonna flip a fucking hammer?
Not high, like you know.
Yeah, you get one little flip, but you're drunk.
All right, yeah. It's dangerous, but passes time.
You'd be interested in playing that?
Yeah, I'll do it.
No, okay. I'm not playing that fucking game. Frankie tried to get me to play that. I'm like,
I'll put a tarp in my pickup truck and fill it with water.
What?
I'll play anything. Does that
make you tough?
No, but...
What does that make you like more...
You know what? This podcast wasn't my day.
I'm so... That was your way of saying your country? What is that?
I'm American as F.
As F? Jesus. All right. That is all. I feel like we did the outro like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That is all. And we'll see you guys next time.